What better time than the end of the year for a top 10 list? I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marion Winnick has a list of 10 great fiction titles released this year, including some personal favorites. Hi, Marion.
Hi, Lisa. Boy, these lists are hard to make. Here are 10 I loved in alphabetical order by title. A Guardian and a Thief by Megha Majumdar is set in a near-future Kolkata, India, ravaged by heat and food scarcity, unfolding over a single week as two families seeking to protect their children must battle each other. As the Kirkus reviewer put it, this electrifying depiction of dignity and morality under siege reveals the horror hidden by the bland term climate change. Life, Death, and Giants by Ron Rindo is about a huge child with colossal gifts born in an Amish community in Wisconsin. Gabriel is a mythic creation. Suckled on goat milk, he has a profound bond with animals, and his legend grows as quickly as he does, reaching a size of almost 9 feet and 600 pounds. Rindo's writing about animals and nature, about Amish faith, about art and sports, including pro wrestling, is as good as anything we've read. Mona Acts Out, Misha Berlinsky's novel, delighted me with its depiction of a Shakespearean actress in New York City muddling her way through a difficult Thanksgiving day shadowed by a Me Too situation in her theater troupe. Wonderfully constructed, witty, and wise, Mona Acts Out is filled with an extraordinary sense of the relationship between theater and life. I think you have to remember the 80s to love Playworld by Adam Ross, but I do, and I did. It's a year in the life of prep school freshman Griffin Hurt, who has a role on a popular TV series, struggles with a problematic wrestling coach, is still recovering from the trauma of a fire he caused when he was six, and to top it off, one of his parents' friends has fallen in love with him. The evocation of New York of that period, the architecture, catchphrases, public life, and popular culture is so textured and compelling as to be a kind of virtual reality. The number one wildest book of the year is Sky Daddy by Kate Folk. It is a hilarious fable about a young woman in San Francisco whose erotic longings focus on airplanes. As I said when we covered it on the show, if you loved Miranda July's All Fours, you should definitely try Sky Daddy, and if you haven't read either of them, get both and thank me later. I imagine I might be the number one fan of The Boy from the North Country by Sam Sussman, who is in the unusual situation of being Bob Dylan's unacknowledged son. I've been raving about this book nonstop, and I'm giving it myself as a holiday gift to several people. The Loneliness of Sonia and Sunny by Kiran Desai is a great big doorstopper of a novel, but it was my gateway drug for the work of Kiran Desai, whose mother is famous novelist Anita Desai. This is a sprawling love story about two writers born in India whose relationship must survive the fact of a botched arranged marriage, full of fantastic writing and sly humor. Since I sort of feel like I discovered The Slip by Lucas Schaefer, a novel set in a boxing gym in my old hometown of Austin, Texas, I was thrilled to see it win the Kirkus Prize this year. I have to quote what Ron Charles said in the Washington Post. If you like your fiction neat and ruminative, stay away from this sweaty, outrageous book. We're out of time, but my last two are The Sunflower Boys by Sam Wachman, a beautiful story about a 12-year-old boy in Ukraine, and Vera or Faith by Gary Steingart, a dystopian comic novel about a 10-year-old girl in New York. Both fantastic.
You can find information on all of these books on our website. Just go to WIPR.org and search for The Weekly Reader. That's where you can find our podcast and links to past programs as well. Stay tuned for the first show of 2026, where Marion will review her top 10 in memoir. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marion Winnick.